Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Ori. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am a writer and freelance editor from London, from North London. And my first book, The Three of Us, is out today, actually, in the US and Canada, which is very exciting. I'm really excited to be here and to be on the podcast. Thanks for having me.
So you have the fabulous life in London as a writer, like freelance, like writing for magazines and publications. What does your life looks like? You know, someone who's like from the US looking at, I'm like, oh, it's so fabulous. grew up reading a lot of chick lit set in London.
So what is life like in London? It is, what's the best way to put it? It's busy. It's expensive. But it's always nice. I think one of the best things about London is that everybody seems to have like their place that they like to go. Whether it's like a specific restaurant like I have, or like a specific bookshop, which I also have, a place that you'd just like to go and hang out with your friends, or just like to go and be by yourself. And I think it's always nice to find in a really busy city that's always got stuff going on to find sort of your one space that you really enjoy. I think it's very much like a lot of cities. There are also parts of it that's super clean and parts of it that are really dirty. but it's really nice. It's a real privilege to be able to live in London, and also to be close to like friends and family and stuff like that. So it's good.
I love this. I got to live in New York City for a long time. So I got my city life, to describe London. I was like, yeah, this is like somewhere to New York City. It is all good. Is there something to be living in the big city life and whatnot? So let's talk about The Three of Us. What is the elevator pitch?
Ooh, the elevator pitch, I would say, is what would you do if your best friend and your partner hated each other? Yeah. And so it's set over the course of one day. It's told from all three of their perspectives. So there are three characters, but I say there are four. There's the wife, the husband, the best friend, and the wine. I think the wine is the fourth character because they drink a lot of wine. And so over the course of the afternoon, they are drinking a lot of wine and a lot of the feelings are coming out between the husband and the best friend. But the wife is also sort of in the mix there, as sort of an unreliable narrator of sorts. People have said it's very uncomfortable to read at times because of the tension, but they've also enjoyed it. And it's been like a tense, like a page turner. So I like that.
I love this. And so what was the journey to publication? Like, when did you guys start writing it? Like, what was the process, to get it published?
So I'd actually come up with a bunch of other ideas before I even wrote this book. But I think the problem with those ideas is that they were very much what I thought people would want to buy rather than what I actually enjoyed writing. And so my literary agent, she was kind of like, this isn't really working. I don't really get this. And I was like, I'm trying. And then I had a conversation with my best friend, and that kind of sparked the idea for this book. And then I sort of wrote it during what's called NaNoWriMo, so National Novel Writing Month.
Yeah.
And I sent it off to her and she loved it. And then we did some edits together, which were really great because the ending was completely different before we did edits together. And she helped me improve the ending so much. Then we sent it out to UK publishers and US publishers. So I've been published brilliantly by Jonathan Cape in the UK and Putnam here in the US. And they've both just done such an amazing job. So did edits with both of my editors there. It feels like a really long time since I got the book deal, which was in 2021, but time flies so much. And now we're here at its publication day, which is amazing.
Oh my gosh. And so you always wanted to write books, or is this something that, like the spark fly, like it's a natural transition from, writing nonfiction to journalism to fiction?
I think I always wanted to do something to do with storytelling. I didn't necessarily see myself as a writer. I used to write bits here and there, but I never took it sort of seriously. Yeah. And then when I was sort of in the last 5 or 6 years, I guess a friend of mine really encouraged me. So my friend Angelique, she really encouraged me to write more. Yeah. And so then I thought, okay, maybe this could be a thing, but I definitely never thought it would happen like the way it's happened now. Yeah. So yeah, I think I just always wanted to tell stories. And then this opportunity came up and I met my agent and she was amazing and she really encouraged me and believed in me. So I think that's really helped to sort of get me here. But yeah.
I love this and congratulations on a successful book launch. All right. So let's talk about your reading life. What kind of books do you tend to read?
Ooh, that's a great question. I like a bit of everything. I used to be very much when I was younger, it used to be very much like the Shopaholic series by Sophie Kinsella. Yep. I used to read all of those. I went on holiday once with my family and I think I had 2 of the books. And by like day 3, my mom had to buy me like the next 2 because I'd already finished those. I was obsessed with them. And then as I got older, I think went to university, I started reading a bit more literary stuff. And I was like, I don't read crime. I don't read nonfiction. But then as I matured after that, I was like, oh my gosh, crime is amazing. And so is nonfiction. So I love a little bit of everything. I love a rom-com. Right now I'm reading Happy Place by Emily Henry, her new book. Yeah. Which I'm loving. And then I've got, I think I next might read Snakehead by Patrick Radden Keefe, because I loved his book, Empire of Pain. So, and I love nonfiction that reads like fiction. So honestly, I try to read a little bit of everything. Some biography as well. The only thing I don't really read is self-help, but mostly because I get therapy, so I don't really feel like I need the self-help books.
I am right there with you. I go to therapy every week and sometimes I go twice and sometimes I have 2 therapists. And so I do the inner work, you know, like I don't need somebody else telling me how to live my life.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like I pay for that already. It's fine.
I love this. Oh, okay. So do you have any other books you recommend our listeners to pick up? Like either like one that you like read, it's like still think, do you think about it or what die?
Yeah. So the one book that I think about all the time actually is Exit West by Mohsin Hamid, which was a really beautiful book. And it was nothing like I was expecting it to be. I think I was expecting kind of almost like a war story, but then I read it and it's got this magical realism in it that's just incredible. And I loved that. And then I also loved You Made a Fool of Death with Your Beauty by Akwaeke Emezi, which I think their writing is just amazing anyway. But then reading that book, I was like, oh my gosh. When I think I posted on my Instagram, I had so many people like message you when you finished it. And I was like, okay. And then I read it and I was like, oh my goodness, this is insane. But like, I'm obsessed with this. I need to talk to everybody about it. So I love that. And then I've also got Time as a Mother by Ocean Vuong that I haven't finished reading yet, but I'm reading it sort of in bits and pieces and I'm trying to get a bit more into poetry. So I'm really enjoying that as well.
Oh my gosh, I love these recommendations. And I can agree with some of them. Like, yeah, it's so good. So Ori, tell us where we can find you online.
You can find me at my website, oriawilliams.com. And also you can find me on Instagram at oriawilliams as well.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.